Welcome to Joygasmic Shorts, a power-packed experience to give you the best out of our interviews. If you're back for more, remember to subscribe and give us a five-star rating. It helps us reach more people and create our shared dream of an enlightened planet. Thank you so much. Enjoy the short.
Yes, that's such a great point. Like you mentioned, when we're in fight or flight, our bodies cannot function as they're supposed to. If you think about like to our ancient ancestors, we needed to be prepared to run away from a threat. But now we have so much stress that we're constantly in that state of being ready to jump and run away at any second. So in that state, we're not repairing, we're not digesting, we're not using those nutrients that we're eating properly. So the best tip I have is actually to reduce pressure around meals in general by making them a family affair. What's especially important is that we are modeling the behavior that we want to see in our children. So if we are eating and stressed and watching TV and not chewing our foods, then they're watching that and they're thinking that this is the normal way to eat meals. Versus if we can actually make these an important time to reconnect with each other, to focus in on being present in a state, especially right now where there's so much uncertainty. But if we can take those meal times to create a sense of ease, a sense of presence, and just being mindful about what we're eating, what we're saying, what we're doing, even if it's only that short little time in the day where we can connect to each other, it's so important. Even when we're not in this state that we're in now, March 2020, and just in general, our lives are so busy, and that meal time can be so important to reconnect as a family, just to sit down, talk about the day, have conversations. And this is especially important for little ones, like babies and toddlers, because they learn from us. And if you're not showing them how to properly sit and eat and enjoy and converse and be polite, like they're not learning that from anywhere else. So it's such an important time to create that connection with your family.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you worked with families where like the kids just don't want to sit down? Like, you know, they're either on devices or they don't want to. Like, how do you start if you don't already have that kind of culture? You know, I was raised where like we had all of our meals together with our family, so I have that as like a blueprint and it makes sense to me. But I get stressed when we don't do that because it seems mm-hmm. normal to me to eat like that. So but I have a friend, for example, who's like mm-hmm. getting her kids to sit down at the table and eat was like seemed impossible. Definitely it seemed impossible to her. And for me, it was like, wow, this is going to be a big hurdle to like make that happen, to like actually get them to come and sit, stay, enjoy. Like, what are your tips around actually having that happen?
I grew up in a home where we didn't sit as a family and eat. So when I had my daughter, I made sure that was something I really wanted to try to do. But what I recommend to people is to set clear boundaries. So it's not in like a mean way or anything, but it's just that this is our meal time. We want to enjoy it together. And if you get down from the table, then that shows me that you're done. Not in like a mean way, especially to little children, but it's just setting those clear boundaries and expectations that what we expect at mealtime. And if you don't want to be a part of that, then you're welcome to leave, but you're done then. Mm-hmm. And that may take a few times to really get children used to that, but we have to also treat them as the humans they are and explain what's going on and why we're doing these changes. Maybe it's going to be a little bit difficult at first, and explain why it's so important. Especially yeah. You could be saying it's important for mommy right now or daddy that we have this time together and it's fun and I love spending this time with you. Another way is to get kids involved in the process. So mm-hmm. whether that's from simply growing like a little herb garden or meal planning or grocery shopping, not currently. Yeah. Or like with my daughter, we have little nylon knives, which are safe for children so that she can cut up her vegetables and she can cut up her fruit and participate in the preparing of meals. Because when kids especially get involved in the process, they feel a lot of pride and they are more inclined to eat foods that they don't usually eat and just to really be proud of what they've done.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, totally. I've seen my son, he's now 9, learn how to make like bean and cheese quesadillas, and he's so proud of it. Like yesterday I made my dinner, which is a little bit, had more stuff in it, and he made the simple version, and I was like, wow, like he made exactly as much as he thought he was gonna eat, and he did the whole thing from start to finish, and it was just like, oh, this is working.
I'm on a big mission to end family trauma in this generation, and so I'm working with conscious moms to create a powerful change where we can become bulletproof, where we have no triggers, where our children cannot touch us, no matter what they throw at us, so that we can be the kind of moms that we needed and the kind of moms that we want to be for this new generation, so that we can end rape, we can end trauma, we can end neglect, we can end sexual shame, we can end consumerism, we can end screen addiction, we can end all of these things by how we choose to parent and how we show up in the world. So I invite you to be here on this journey with me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the other side. So get your name and email in that box and join me on this journey. It's going to be an incredible 7 days where you are guided every day to understand how to create better habits, how to not give up, and how to implement the 60-second hack to rewire your brain so that you know that no matter what's happening, you'll come back to a loving place fast. Love you. I'll see you on the other side. Present moment.